Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Full Press Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Beringer, the voice of Full Press Hockey, joined alongside Chris Wassel again. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Part two of the podcast, which we decided to break up part because we didn't want a long one. We want to keep it short. Well, Chris, welcome back.
Welcome back. We're here. Like, do it again.
Let's just do it again. So we're at the NHL All-Star break. Everybody's down in Florida. We said this on a previous podcast we did. We have friends going up to, colleagues going up to Laval, rather be in Florida. The world has descended on Sunrise in Fort Lauderdale. The NHL All-Star break is here. Okay. I used to be a fan of watching the NHL All-Star game. I used to be a fan of the skills competition. I still am a fan of this stuff. However, when it comes to the NHL All-Star game and the skills competition, you got to keep it simple, like the brethren in the AHL. It isn't that hard.
Mark.
It isn't that hard, right?
You would think.
I mean, look, last year was cool when you incorporated Vegas and all the stuff, but are these really skills or is this just like entertainment stuff? Because that stuff really doesn't translate to the ice in a game.
It's a little bit different. People don't realize, ice football, it starts getting gimmicky after a while, and people tend to see through that.
I mean, look, to me, give me the accuracy shooting, give me the fastest skater, the hardest shot. Bring back the eliminator shootout. I was always a big fan of that eliminator shootout and the breakaway challenge. Right there, five events. That's all you need. You don't need the rest of that. Like those were the events I watched the game for. And if you want to do the puck control relay, like the old school puck control relay, not the stuff when they added the mini nets to it, the relay. Those six events to me were the staple of NHL skills competitions of years gone by.
And made it fun.
It made
It
it fun.
still was fun, and then it sort of just got taken away from us.
It really did because, well, we want to do different things. But why? Why do you want to do different? Simple is better. Keep it simple, Gary. Keep it simple. It really isn't that hard. And look, I like the idea of the throwback jerseys from the 90s with the East and the West. The neon, the color schemes are great. And look, the game, it is what it is. I mean, look, it's 3-on-3. It's a gimmick, whatever. If it was up to me, I have no games. I just announce rosters. Get on with your life because stuff's meaningless anyway. It really doesn't matter. But it's not about what I want. It's not about what you want. It's about what the fans want. It's for the sponsors. It's for the casual fan. It's for all that stuff. And it's a cool experience. If you've ever been to an All-Star game, it's really cool. It's actually a really fun experience to go. It's like an outdoor game. But to me, it's kind of like just the skills competition to me is just getting ruined every year.
Gets monotonous.
It really does.
But again, for those going there, the first time or two, it's like, okay, and let them realize it. It's something that people have to experience, and then they'll start to understand. Look at kind of the joke that other sort of Pro Bowl and All-Star type events and other sports have become more and more of a spectacle and almost joke instead of an actual game.
Right.
I mean, all I have to do is point to the NFL on Sunday, and you have freaking
Dodgeball.
backup. Yep, dodgeball. What else? Oh, you have backup quarterbacks that barely have played it down in the league this year that are going to the Pro Bowl. Because no one else wants to go to the Pro Bowl.
Because it's
You have
crap.
players that are at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am this week instead of going to the Pro Bowl.
You got Derek Carr in Vegas today saying, asked, he was asking a question if this was the hottest he's ever been in Vegas. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, this is probably why I'm leaving. Like, guys, don't take this stuff seriously. Nobody wants to get hurt.
Yep.
Guys don't want to go. Why do you think Matt, like, look, Austin Matthews, he's probably legitimately hurt. but having extra time off because he probably doesn't want to go to the All-Star game.
Yeah, you're gonna see when he comes back how hurt he actually was. Something tells me he's gonna be just fine.
I think he's just gonna be just fine too, because I don't think he wanna go to the All-Star game. Same with Tage Thompson. I don't think he wanna go to the All-Star game.
Yeah, let his teammate go. It's
let
all
his
good.
teammate go. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's just a shame because look, it used to be something that you wanted to watch. There used to be, you know, back in the 90s, the NHL All-Star game was cool. Even the 80s, the game was cool. I mean, you know, I was reading about when they first had it, you know, the Stanley Cup winner would face the NHL All-Star team. That's a kind of a neat novelty. But I remember like 94, 96, like 97, like, man, North America versus
America
the
versus the
world,
world.
East versus West. To me, it's not about the game. It's about the moment. And obviously, to me, you know, outside of the 50th in Toronto and maybe a couple of handful of moments here and there, what stands out to me the most is the Owen Nolan point shot goal against Dominic Hasek and Ray Bourque's last game, the All-Star game in 96 at the Fleet Center.
Yeah. Yeah. You have these sort of standout moments that just – that stick with you in these events more than the actual event itself.
Right, exactly. Like, think about it. Like, how long ago was Owen Nolan? 1997, people. Like, that's how long ago it was, and it still resonates.
Yeah. You talk to even a lot of the NHL players even today, and they'll, you know, quite a few of them that were, you know, that are veterans will point to that moment. Like, hey, you know, still, you know, gives them some reason to participate in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, that was cool. Pride was on the line. I mean, obviously guys win money now, but to me, like I said, the skills competition's so watered down. It's not what it was. If you just keep it simple, keep to the basic events, what it was, guys will want to participate, guys will want to have fun. Look, I know all these guys say they want to do all this stuff. They really don't. Like, they could care less. Like, if all of them could go on vacation right now, they would.
Yeah, they'd be happily vacationed somewhere, like in Mexico.
Right. Where everybody is right now.
Certain players. Rumors
Meyer,
get started.
Dollar,
All
those guys are together.
This is how things get started. We're just saying, I mean, it's not hard to figure out.
No, it's really not, and we'll discuss that on another episode
road. But that's the thing with it's kind of sad in a way that the All-Star break is being more known for almost for trade rumors at this point than the actual event.
It really is. It's really sad, and that brings me to the next topic, which is the TV ratings. You know, they're down 22%. Now, look, a lot of people don't know how this stuff works. No one cares about the actual number of viewers anymore. That's a day and age of the 90s, like we were just talking about with the All-Star moments. Okay, yep. That's when wrestling was huge. You want Monday Night Wars, all that stuff, okay? Everybody looks at the demo now of people in 18 to 49,
mm-hmm.
18 to 30. If you're doing good there, that's fine because that's where the advertiser dollars are, okay? Those numbers I have yet to see. No one's really pointed those numbers out. But I will say, somebody made a great point about this. With nothing going on this weekend and no NFL, why is your All-Star break now? Why wouldn't you load your weekend up with games?
It'd be the perfect time to do it. Even if you moved your All-Star break right before the Super Bowl. They're playing on Saturday anyway.
Yeah, they play on Saturday anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So what would the difference be? You have Saturday, you'd be off on Sunday anyway.
Well, there's usually games on Sunday of
there's
Super
like
Bowl.
Two games. Yeah,
there's
like
two
games,
and it's an early afternoon anyway.
Right. So what's the difference? You're not losing anything.
You're not losing anything, so the bye week gets kicked back a week. Big deal.
Yeah, this isn't hard.
This isn't hard. I mean, obviously, we know about that quote unquote fake rivalry. Yes, people, I did air quotes. If you're not watching, you're listening to us, I did the air quote thing. The fake rivalries, you know, the playoff format has a bunch to it. ESPN Plus plays a factor into it. The games on TNT are not good. Some of the games on ESPN are not good. You're putting games on a random Sunday in the fall against football. It's not going to draw.
Yeah.
They need to do a better job of putting the product on television to help with this. Obviously, everybody knows the playoffs do well. The big events do well. But right. The problem is the main factor is the season's long and a lot of people just don't care about regular season hockey outside of you and me.
Yeah, most people don't. It's not their thing.
No, you know, it's not their thing.
Come the end of March, they start caring.
They start caring, exactly.
The playoff races and hey, my team's in it. Oh, okay, we'll find a way to watch it. You know, there's
trade rumors going on, the trade deadline.
Oh,
that
we'll
would
watch
also
that.
Help. That would also help with if the salary cap wasn't a hard cap too.
Oh, yep, that too. Or if your cap was just a little bit higher.
Yeah, because teams can make moves. People like that kind of stuff.
Wait. Bettering the game.
Come
Imagine
on,
that.
Jerry. Come on, Jerry. You could do a better job, Gary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, at some point, you have to kind of let the COVID tether go and let them spend.
Let them spend, man. Let them spend because that's holding up a lot of deals right now from getting done as a salary cap. Look, are some of the games not good? Yes. Some of the games great? Absolutely. But like we said, nobody cares until March.
Yep.
Nobody cares. It doesn't matter.
It
Like
doesn't matter.
To me, okay, I understand Buffalo is a great TV market. What game would you have rather had on TNT Wednesday night?
Oh boy, here we go.
Toronto, Boston, or Carolina, Buffalo?
Ooh, this isn't hard. Don't
No.
don't overthink this, kids.
Don't overthink this, kids. It's
it's
the Boston
always
Bruins versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know why? Because people grew up with the original six.
Tradition.
And it sells.
Yep. I mean, we don't like to admit it sometimes, but that's the reality, especially going into the All-Star break. Because you're like, well, okay, you know, Toronto thinks they have a shot here, even without Matthews. And, you know, Boston, well, hey, they lost a few games in a row. Uh-oh. You know, there might be, you know, there was some definite intrigue to this. And instead, we got Carolina stomping Buffalo around like a bunch of mutated Mickey Mouses in the old Civilization game.
Click. Oh, by the way, there's competition from TN from Turner on it on another station on Wednesday night.
Oops.
That outdraws hockey every week. Every week.
Every week. Not smart.
Not smart. No, not smart.
That's another issue too.
But where else are you going to put it? Because TNT has basketball on Tuesday and Thursday. And I understand it's about TV personalities and this and that. PK Subban's a great addition to the ESPN.
But you need a little more.
But it needs a little bit more. Right, exactly. We can't solve all the world's problems. We can't solve all the NHL's problems. But we can tell you that you could do things a little bit better. And that's what we try to tell you every week on the Full Press Hockey Podcast, on the Full Press Weekly Hockey Show. Wherever we are, we try to tell you. Twitter, Facebook, I don't know.
Look, we've been there. We've seen it. We've seen it through its worst, and we've seen it through its best. You know, that's the thing here. And people, you know, it's like, yeah, we're, you know, it's kind of being like the bridge generation. We have, you know, we know enough people that were there well before us that remember how it was.
Right.
Now we have younger media coming up that are showing us how it's done in the new era.
Which I kind of wish we were still in the old era a little bit.
A little bit to that way, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because not to go on a soapbox, but Twitter is an artificial universe. Things that happen on there, not reality. But yeah. That's a rant for another day. But look, it's the All-Star break. Devils have Jack Hughes there. Gonna be fun. You want to watch it? This be something that's gonna be on. I'd rather watch that. I mean, I'll probably watch Senior Bowl too, but hey. It's the All-Star break. Trade rumors are flying around. We'll probably do another episode. And we didn't even touch on Gary's 30 years, which we'll probably do another episode on sometime. Gary, 30 years, it's commissioner. But, Chris, thank you for joining me again.
Always.
This has been the Full Press Hockey Podcast. Your host, Jim Berenger, Chris Wassel. Check it, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Enjoy the break. Talk to you again real soon. Have a good one, everybody.
We out.